Oi, this is Magic Erwin, the Crocodile Hunter, coming to you on the AboveTopSecret.com general discussion feed. My job is to travel around the world and harass wild animals for fun and profit. Nice work if you can get it, mate. Crikey! Today I'm here in Jellystone Park, following in the fateful footsteps of the late Timothy Treadwell, former bear enthusiast and wildlife taunter extraordinaire. Behind me, as you can see, is a majestic grizzly bear, king of his domain. Let's get closer and see if we can't have some fun with him, eh? Ah, he seems to have stolen some supplies from a local camper. Crikey, look at that! There's a little bear next to him that looks like an endangered pygmy grizzly. I need to get my hands on that little rascal and no mistake. Here we go. Got him! Oi! He's a bit grumpy.
Yogi, help!
Yay! Leave my little buddy Boo Boo alone, you pretentious, self-aggrandizing, khaki-wearing bogan! Roar!
No! Ah!
And that was the end of the Crocodile Hunter. Oh, man. For my friends down in Oz, what I'm trying to do here is just get you so pissed off at me that you'll send me tickets so I can come down there for a proper booting. That is the right punishment, isn't it? A booting, yes, per The Simpsons. Ah, yes, the question of dangerous pursuits and thrill-seeking, and, of course, the infamous Timothy Treadwell example. And, and let that be an example to all of us. What is the dealio with all this thrill-seeking? I live in Nevada, in the great nation of the United States, and here in Nevada, you know, the big thing is snakes, you know, poisonous snakes, rattlesnakes, stuff like that. Not a lot of bears in Nevada, not many trees, not many picnic baskets, you know. But one of the things about snake bites, one of my favorite quotes about snake bites is most of them are avoidable. According to Alex Heindel, who's the curator of herpetology at the Marjorie Barrick Museum of Natural History at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas, and I quote, "Most snake bites occur to men between the ages of 20 and 40 years. A commonly cited cause is an unhealthy mixture of alcohol and testosterone." And, you know, I think that pretty much sums up most of the trouble with this kind of stuff, this thrill-seeking. And, you know, I think testosterone has a lot to do with it. You know, there are women that are thrill-seekers, but let's face it, when it comes to getting ourselves killed for the most stupid and avoidable reasons, men definitely hold the record, you know. There's more males born than females, but, you know, that's to make up for the relatively low life expectancy of males. And, you know, Nurki makes a good point about adrenaline and adrenaline junkies. And also about, you know, he mentions there's an instinctive thing going on here, and I think there is. You know, for as much as women complain about premenstrual syndrome, I think men pretty much live in that state the whole time, not just once a month, but all the time. We're a constant PMS for men. And so we do this crazy stuff. And, you know, yeah, there's a thrill to it. You know, as I like to say, the ultimate, you know, ultimate fear is the ultimate thrill. But I also like to say that nothing's free. And sure, you know, every risk, you know, anything that involves risk involves potential loss. And, you know, in the case of Timothy Treadwell, which is a tragic story, but, you know, I can't imagine that anyone who was following that story could not have foreseen that something like that would eventually happen. I mean, come on. There's also people that like to swim with sharks. There are a lot of people that engage in this kind of activity, and it's dangerous. And yeah, but it's their choice to make. You know, in the Timothy Treadwell story, he was warned by the rangers. He said, "Look, you know, the rangers said, look, man, you know, we don't want to have to kill any bears to come and save you." So, you know, people are discouraged from doing this because their behavior doesn't just put them at risk. It's, you know, maybe not, you know, in the Treadwell case, maybe it's not quite the same as someone who decides they want a thrill and hits the gas while they're driving down the freeway and, you know, go caroming between cars at 150 miles an hour, you know, while everyone else is doing 50. But hey, you know, there's an element to this and all that kind of stuff. You know, and not to mention family members and so forth. But yeah, it's definitely a phenomenon. And you know, there's something to be said about it. You know, the Darwin Award. You know, there's a lot of Darwin Award winners out there, people who go out and risk their lives and lose. You know, Timothy Treadwell's an example, and, you know, his girlfriend got killed too. You mentioned his family with the lions and everything like that. You know, competition for the Darwin Award is fierce, but in the end, all the competitors lose. death is the final frontier, but it's a one-way trip. And so, kids, please don't try this at home. Be well, and take care, friends.